Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Kim Globus. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia police say there's a connection between the woman found stabbed to death in the bathtub in Germantown and two missing young men. Family members of Renee Gillard were concerned when they hadn't heard from her and then found her dead in the bathtub.
Homicide Captain Jason Smith says her cell phone and car, a black Nissan, were gone. Hours later, cops tried to pull it over, but the driver took off and then crashed at 43rd and Sansom Streets. Four teens were inside. One was the victim's foster son, and they were all taken to the hospital for minor injuries.
He's not considered a suspect at this time. I would classify him as a person of interest.
Police say the foster son is an acquaintance of Jacob Merritt Richburg and Jimmy Mao, who have been missing since late December. Federal prosecutors have responded to a motion filed by defense lawyers for the former Bordentown police chief who seeks to have a conviction against him thrown out. He contends there was racial bias in the jury room. More from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
In the 41-page filing with federal judge Robert Kugler, the government asserts that, in effect, three black jurors were simply bringing their life experience to the table and not showing any specific prejudice against defendant Frank Nucera. Four white jurors claimed in affidavits filed by Nucera's lawyers that they felt pressured to render a guilty verdict to one charge of lying to the FBI so as not to be seen as racist by fellow jurors.
A retrial on two counts is set for March. A former Drexel professor is in trouble with the law after authorities say he stole nearly $200,000 from the university and spent much of it partying. KYW's Justin Udo has more.
For the last 3 years, 57-year-old Chikadanaka Mwapa spent research grant funds and other university money on his own personal extracurricular activities, according to Philadelphia Assistant District Attorney Dawn Holtz.
He was spending mostly at all strip clubs.
She says Mwapa, the former chair of Drexel's engineering department, spent $96,000 in purchases at adult entertainment venues and sports bars, and when he turned in those receipts that had the abbreviation MAG on them, officials presumed he was using the money for official dinners.
He's charged with unlawful taking and theft by deception. The professor faces 14 years in prison and a $300,000 fine. A woman traveling to Lebanon from Philadelphia had to hand over $15,000 in cash at the airport because she failed to declare how much money she had. KYW's Mike Doherty reports Customs and Border Protection agents are using this as an opportunity to remind people how important it is to be honest.
There are about 400 laws on the books for Customs and Border Protection officers to enforce. One of them is a Treasury Department mandate that anybody with more than $10,000 in cash must report it before entering or leaving the country.
If they have $2 million in cash, they're welcome to carry that as long as they report it to a Customs and Border Protection officer.
CBP spokesman Steve Sapp says sometimes people have to forfeit their cash if they're misleading about the amount of money they have.
He says some people don't report their money because they may have earned it illegally. The state house has sent the Senate a bill that would punish drivers for talking into a handheld cell phone after making changes that took some of the teeth out of the bill. KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo reports.
Before the final state house vote on the bill that would ban talking on handheld cell phones behind the wheel, the bill was changed, making it a secondary rather than primary offense for adults. Similar to state law requiring the use of seatbelts, motorists could only be cited if first stopped for a primary offense. Philadelphia Democrat Jordan Harris says police should not be given another reason to pull drivers over.
Racial profiling is real.
But critics of the change say the bill would also roll back current state law that makes texting while driving a primary offense and make it a secondary offense for adults. That's the All Local. I'm Kim Globus. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.